This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Our guest today on Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, Governor Andy Beshear, talking about agriculture and agritourism as part of our Agritourism Edition special series on Traveling the Bluegrass. You quickly declared agriculture an essential service last year. Wayne Hunt and I were talking about that recently, about how important it was to do that. And I think our people in Kentucky may have a greater appreciation now this year for agriculture even than they did last year.
I think we do. And while there's a lot of downsides of this virus, we appreciate so much more the integral parts of our society and keeping our kids fed during the pandemic, keeping our people fed. The times when we were worried that the grocery stores would run out of different types of food, the work we did with our meat processors, but then also the investments that we made during the course of this to make sure that we can not only meet the demands in the pandemic, but meet the demands over the next 30 years. Now, we're looking at needing to increase food production in this world by more than 60% over the next 30 years just to feed a growing population. Now, this is where our values that everybody deserves, not only to have enough food, but it to be nutritious, meet the future of our economy, where we start seeing job opportunities come out of basic necessities, but real exciting opportunities ahead of us. And App Harvest and everything Jonathan is doing is a flagship that shows us not only where we can go as a state economically, but how it can serve our values and our faith and get our people healthier.
Well, Governor, you quickly came out, even before you were elected, you said you wanted to focus on ag tech and take us to ag tech, and that's where we're going. And obviously, Jonathan's facility, and we'll talk with him about that in a moment, but that's been an initiative of yours all along.
It has been. You know, I look back about 30 years ago when my dad was lieutenant governor. There was an economic development project that resulted in Toyota, and it changed everything. We saw different suppliers come in, and it really set the direction for the next 30 years. Well, I think we are at that moment again. Now, the post-COVID economy is going to be different than the pre-COVID economy. Looking at where people are investing, looking at where our world has to go, seeing now we have more purpose-driven investment, that people want to make money and want to invest in companies that do, but they also want companies that serve society, that make us all better, that work on resurgence of economically depressed areas and maybe contribute to our overall health. And that's where we are with agritech. This is a necessity for survival, first of all, which means we know it's going to be a big industry moving forward. We can't feed the world's growing population without it. But then it creates so much opportunity. You think that the largest greenhouse in North America, which Jonathan opened with App Harvest, is in Eastern Kentucky, employing Eastern Kentuckians, bringing hope to that region, but also showing that we can rewrite our history all over this state as we move forward coming out of COVID-19. That there are opportunities out there to innovate, and why not us? And why not now? We don't have to be in the bottom of various rankings moving forward. We don't have to be chasing the jobs of the past. This is an area right now, working with Dutch partners, working with our universities, following this path that Jonathan has helped put in front of us, where we can be not just a national, but an international leader. I find that really exciting. That's the dream I've always had for Kentucky. And I feel like each day we're getting closer to making it a reality.
You know, and that also fits into the agritourism picture too, Governor, because, you know, we're talking about agritourism and people are ready to get back out. They're ready to do things. They're ready to get back out and travel somewhere in a safe manner. And agritourism, I mean, perfect to see something like App Harvest and see what this facility does.
It's very exciting. And we're seeing, again, this virus changes everything. What do people look for in their tourism? More people looking to be outside, more people looking for all of those things that we took for granted before and learning more about them. And so whether it's our distilleries, which I know are ready to host people again, whether it's facilities like Jonathan's, whether it's adventure tourism mixing with agritourism, I think our opportunity with the beauty that is Kentucky, With the innovation that we are showing in this area, it just creates more and more and more opportunity that I think just fits so well in what we will see in this post-COVID economy. Mm-hmm. I believe that there is more opportunity in front of us as Kentuckians than ever before. And again, I think Jonathan's a testament to that, having moved back and now the head of the newest publicly traded company in Kentucky. It's a testament to what's in front of us and what's possible.
Absolutely. And, you know, to start something off like this, and obviously this year, Governor, we're going to be talking about a lot of things this summer with you and through a partnership with you and Secretary Mike Berry, which I just happened to be there, lucky enough to be there at the Capitol the day you introduced him as your Secretary for Tourism, Arts, and Heritage. And I thought, what a perfect guy. If he can do for Kentucky what he's done for Louisville and the Kentucky Derby Festival, we're in a great spot right now.
I agree. Mike Berry is a great leader and having that leadership as we look into the future. Now, we can all fall into a rut, at least before COVID-19, where we do things the way that we've always mm-hmm. done things. The problem with that is the best you do is tread water. You know, I'm not okay with just treading water. You know, being a 43-year-old governor, I live with urgency. Urgency knowing the economy and the tourism economy that we create is the one that my kids are going to grow up in, that I'm going to work in after this is done, and that they are too. And also knowing that there's just so much opportunity out there right now, whether it's the American Rescue Act funds, where we can do so much in terms of sewer and water and broadband to push our state's infrastructure into the next century without raising rates, whether it's the job opportunities that are out there right now. I've been on calls with three multi-billion dollar economic development opportunities, or whether it's seeing the future happen right here in Kentucky with App Harvest, with Kentucky Fresh Harvest, with EnviroFlight and others, looking at one major opportunity we've had in Western Kentucky that we're still hoping to come to fruition with Murray State's being on this agritech advisory board with all of it right there in front of us. I just have so much optimism about how we can move out of where we are and into the future.
Our guest today, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.